Nancy and I'm an alcoholic. It was just interesting how I was driving over here and I was spending time with family. And you think about, because I once before I had done a speaker meeting before, but I relapsed. So every time I come to a speaker meeting, I remember how it was for me when I did a speaker meeting, but I also think about my relapse as well and feeling like I have to climb back up. And then it was so nice ability to come over and ask me to do a 10-minute. And I said, yeah, I could do that. My sobriety day is January 15th of this year, 2015. But I can go back to a little bit of history. I'm a mom. I have two little girls, one 9 and 11. I was married at a time, coming from a divorce. I'm still kind of going through it. Let's see here. When I was about 15, I think it was, my mom, she had this thing about, I was a really good student, really did good in sports, but she had this thing, I couldn't go out unless I went with my sister or who was my ex-husband now, he was my boyfriend. Problem was that he DJed a lot back when the days, we did like a lot of house parties and that type of thing when he pulled up the keg. But the problem is that he was always working and my mom would let me go, you know, go out if I went with him. And that's when I would just pull up next to the keg and start drinking beer. And I was 15 years old, and as long as I was home by noon, I mean by noon, by midnight, everything was cool. Everything was cool, but I hid it for a long time. So I drank a lot of beer, smoked a lot of weed, and made it through high school that way. But I ended up not really following through with sports like I did, had to leave school because looking back now, what the program has taught me is that I was an alcoholic. So I ended up getting married like a year out of high school. And I really didn't drink as much. I drank as like a married wife. You know, I drank only with my husband on occasion and turned out to be what I kind of like when I was dating him, he was abusive. And it kind of carried on into when we were married. Problem was is that I was trying to have, I wanted a family and I wanted kids. But it wasn't until I believe I was about 28 years old. I finally got pregnant with a little girl, but the problems at home were still there. And finally, when my little girl, Victoria, was 3, my other one, Sophia, was 1, we finally left my ex-husband. But still running into another problem, I didn't know how to go and buy groceries. I didn't know how to run a house by myself. I was totally dependent on my husband. So I remember going to Albertsons. I was working. I was the manager at JCPenney Salon, and I didn't just said, you know what, I can do this by myself. And I went and bought a box of diapers and a case of beer. I just figured this is the way we're going to do this. And I already knew to go back to alcohol that once I did the mom thing and I went to work and I put the kids to sleep, then I could have my alcohol or who was going to barbecue for us. Well, I learned from my from growing up, you barbecue, you have your alcohol too. So I figured, I actually thought that's what made the barbecue come out better is if I had my beer. So me and my girls, we spent a lot of time by ourselves. Problem is that when my little girls went to go visit, I was by myself. Bills are paid. I was feeling better, put together. Problem was, what was I going to do? Well, kind of meet up with people and there's going out, you know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with that because my kids aren't here. I don't want to feel that loneliness of them being gone. And at that time, I still had my parents, and they would either go with grandma and grandpa or they would go with their dad. Problem is, going out and going back to my alcohol wasn't enough, and I started playing with other outside substances because it wasn't doing it for me. So all this time, I had never faced any jail time. I had never been in a program. I didn't even know how to do any of this. You know, and I know that this is an AA meeting and drugs are a part of my story. I didn't even know how to drug test, to be honest with you. I knew a pregnancy test, you know, by that time, I'm already in my 30s. So I'll speed it up a little bit. 2009, I lost my dad. You know, I lost my dad. And I ended up going back, and I remember going totally loaded to his services, totally loaded, and nobody really knew it. And I think at that time, that's how much I learned to push it. I already faced jail time, so it was kind of like kind of open with it, but I still had my kids with me. 2010, I lost custody of my little girls to my ex-husband, which wasn't supposed to happen, but it did. It did, and to this day, they still live with him. So that happened, something else happened, I got sick, but as long as I lived in my own house and I had control, by this time I already have like a liquor cabinet, you know what I mean? And it's on top shelf because I think I'm being a very good mom. And today I don't live with those regrets. It's just part of, it's just a part of my story. It's a part of my past. And I don't live like that today. By that time, let's see, I ended up doing some hard jail time, which to me it's hard jail time. I did a year of county and didn't see my kids and stuff. And in between that time, I got out and I came to the rooms and I was serious. I lost my mom. And then from my mom, I made it through her services. I made it sober and clean. And it was so happy, but it's just one of those things. I was 10 days before my year and I relapsed over a shot of vodka. So that was hard. But you know what I thought, and if I could help anybody tonight, I thought that shot of vodka was going to take it away, was going to take that edge. I mean, I didn't call my sponsor when I should have. I was kind of just, I actually started taking Tylenols and Benadryl during the day to kind of sleep my problems away. So I'm kind of going back into old habits. But today I have, like I said, my sobriety day is January 15th. I have a little over 6 months. And I'm learning how to live life today. I'm learning with the things coming to the rooms. I have a sponsor. I'm working my steps. My mom isn't here, and yet I'm still sober and clean. My little girls, I do supervised visitations with them, and I'm proud to say that. I'm not embarrassed of it with my ex-husband. You know, I get to sit there across the table, and he supervises how I am with them. I mean, you're talking from somebody that he's known from way back in the day, who's practically raised himself, and I'm a different person today. You know, I do 2 hours a week at McDonald's. I just got into a sober living home with ladies. I got my driver's license back. I'm driving. And part of the whole me doing hair, I just found out the way it's going to work out. I'm going to get to start to do hair again, hopefully this year. On the back burner of all this, you know, I come in and I do what I can. During my relapse, I happened to catch Hep C, which is part of my story. Many of you guys have been so supportive with me because I've been so sick. But because I'm in my recovery, you know, I was talking with a friend earlier today who lives at the house, and it's just like I get to have a phone because I come into my meetings, because I have a sponsor, because I'm doing the program and I'm doing the deal, and it is work. You do the footwork and all these things come back to you. You know, I get to actually be part of this new program called Harvani, and I get my medication delivered to me on Monday, which I'm just so thankful for, because my life is still, it kind of feels like it's not in my own hands still. And this is all from a relapse of a shot of vodka. And that lasted, I was probably out there, and I did more jail time. So I just got out of jail, see, April 23rd. I did another 9 months. And this is coming from a family that we were not raised around alcohol. My mom kept us in the church. You know, we were brought up different. I'm the baby of the family. I have an older brother. I have an older half-sister. And then I have my sister, you know. And so I pretty much come from a family that has, I mean, my parents had their ups and downs, but I don't come from a troubled home. I don't come from an abusive parent type of thing. Yeah, you know, other things happened, but today, what this program has done for me, what it does, what you guys do for me, and what this little 10-minute speaker meeting does for me, it really pushes me in my recovery today. It really helps me get more grounded, and I've been feeling like that ever since I hit my 6-month mark, like, okay, but I haven't been feeling well because of this whole Hep C thing going on. Like, I need to make a commitment, and it hasn't been happening, but I'm so thankful. It's like, I'm so thankful to my higher power, who I choose to call God. By His grace, I made it back in the rooms. By His grace, I'm getting this new treatment on Monday. By His grace, I have, like, a little over 6 months of sobriety. By His grace, I'm not having to pick up today. You know, I'm not having to pick up today. I'm learning from other people from the rooms that my mom, well, my dad, they look down for me from heaven, that I get to come into the program with a higher power of my understanding. And that pretty much settles it. I think my 10 minutes are about up. Yeah. Thank you for that asking.
Please welcome Janet to the podium to read the 12 traditions of alcohol.